Then you began to attend convenience store conventions.
Well, early on, after we'd been in business just a couple of years, we found out through a vendor that there was a convenience store organization that was very rudimentary. A lot of people my age or a little older were getting into business, and none of us knew what we were doing. And so we just tell anybody. We didn't realize that 10 years later we'd be competing with our good friends, but, I mean, that's kind of the way it worked out. Mm-hmm. And we ended up with two other companies that we're really close to. One's Wawa back in Philadelphia, greater northeast area, and then a group at Western Pennsylvania that went south with their stores and so forth. And that's Sheetz and Wawa, and we're still great friends with them, and we help each other. But we had this figure exchange we had for years with several companies, and we figured out what the good ones were, the ones we wanted to stay in contact with. But they have new ideas. We have new ideas. We still talk about a better way to skin a cat.
And you met them through the convention?
Yeah, over time, yeah.
Now that you said that, and you said you're still working on the food issue, have any of these other...
Oh, yeah, Wawa's a lot better at food than anybody else in the country. They started out with food. Because back there, the people want deli sandwiches, and so they sliced ham and whatever and made sandwiches in the stores, and now they got very, very organized and very, very good, and they have pre-sliced and have all sorts of stuff to make it work better. And then Sheetz was a lot better than we were. We taught them gasoline. They taught us food. We're struggling with that still. And Chet was up at Wawa not long ago, and he's on the Sheetz board. And I was on the Sheetz board, and I'm still on the Wawa board after 24 or 5 years. And I'm getting a little old, and I may not be up there much longer. But
so then as you were on a flight back from one of these conventions, the head of 7-Eleven, Cliff Wheeler, was on it.
Yeah. And he came back, and he was in first class, and I was back there in coach, and he came back and sat with me. He accidentally, you know, on purpose, dropped a few hints about site selection, and within a year or two, he tried to hire me, and, you know, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a wonderful man. He's wonderful.
So the best way to control the competition is to hire him.
Yeah. He wanted me to go run Kansas City, and we weren't in Kansas City then, and he offered me this job. And of course, I was an entrepreneur, so I immediately told him, no, I was into win or lose.
But then he helped you with site location information. He gave you a tip.
He gave us a tip that you look for turning. If you flew around, you could see where people turned.
And where the pavement was darker.
Right, right, because the rubber was down.
Did that make sense to you? That,
yeah,
was that
it made sense. Yeah, because you wanted to know where traffic went. And we didn't understand traffic. We understood density, but we didn't understand traffic. And it took us a long time to really be able to understand traffic, where it's going, where it's coming from, and the number of cars in front of your store on the right side of the street, you know, the correct side of the street and so forth to be easy to get in and out. Understanding that, and then expressways changed everything. That killed volume on some streets and added tremendous volume on other streets. And there's too little volume and there's too much volume, because if there's too much volume, you can't make a turn or you can't get out and all that. And now we have a guy who used to run the largest site selection business in the world. He wasn't the founder, but he was the president for a while. We had had him earlier, and we got him back, and he's here. He's a genius. I mean, that's the kind of geniuses you look for, because they don't have them coming up.
So then, as we talked earlier, they were known as drive-in grocery stores. Mm-hmm. How did the concept of calling them convenience stores?
Well, that was the association that decided that they were convenience stores, which was intuitive and the right answer, that we are a convenience store.